Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Director of Bands at Pella High School, Jason Pentico, joins us on today's program to talk about recent achievements and upcoming concerts for their ensembles. Well, Jason, after a successful fall of bands here at Pella High School, as typically is the case, you head into winter season, which is very busy for the band department with numerous ensembles performing and rehearsing, one of which we featured on our airwaves quite a bit is Pella Jazz, a numerous state championship program that recently had quite the good weekend. Again, it's the state contest. Let our listeners know how the students did with the three bands that competed at the state contest hosted right here at Pella High.
Well, we hosted the Iowa High School Music Association on Saturday, January 27th. And all three high school jazz bands, Jazz 1 and then Jazz 2 AM, Jazz 2 PM, all performed. And it was, like you said, a very successful day. Our Jazz 2 AM group got a Division 2 excellent rating and missed it just by a couple of points of getting a Division 1 rating. Jazz 2 PM got a Division 1 superior rating. And then Jazz 1 also got a superior rating, and they were just a couple of points away from having a perfect score. So it was a very, very exciting day. Our kids performed great, had great parent support, and so we were really, really pleased and very proud of the kids.
What does it say about the programs that kids are interested in jazz and that the programs that seem like continue to grow?
Well, that's just the thing, is that we do have such strong interest. The kids are interested in it. We have very, very good participation. Our numbers always are very high for that particular set of ensembles, the jazz ensembles. So I think it just points to the fact that kids are drawn towards excellence. And when we can point to, hey, these programs are doing this, and they're performing different music at every festival, and you're going to have an opportunity to do a lot of playing, I think kids are drawn to that when they know that they're going to be a part of something that's pretty great and have an opportunity to do some pretty interesting things with music that we select for them.
There's an opportunity for the public to come see jazz coming up here soon.
Yes, Tuesday, we're going to be doing something a little bit different this year. We usually have a fall jazz concert. We did that again. But this spring, we decided to have a jazz day where we're bringing in three clinicians during the school day, working with all of the jazz bands, grades 7 through 12. They'll be doing hour-and-a-half clinics throughout the day with three jazz experts. And then we're going to put on a concert that evening, 7:30 on Tuesday evening, February 20th. And you'll get a chance to hear 7th grade, 8th grade jazz band, both Jazz 2 ensembles and Jazz 1.
And not only have the jazz bands been busy, but you have concert bands that are ongoing and different students that are performing in ensembles. Let our listeners know how busy the season can be this year beyond jazz to have all these kids that are involved in music.
It is a very, very busy time of the year, not just within our department, but vocally, speech, drama. Obviously, you've got winter sports that are in full force, and some of them starting to wind down now, but our kids are just extremely busy. But it's great to see them continue to participate very well. As you said, we've got some concerts coming up on February the 23rd, which is a Friday evening. We'll be having our concert band and percussion ensembles. Winter concert is what we call it, and that starts at 7:30 p.m. And then the following day on Saturday, we'll be having our solo festival, and that includes both the band and choir department. So that's February the 24th. And that will start right around 9 a.m. in the morning with all of the instrumental groups and solos. And then all of the vocal solos and groups will be in the afternoon. And that will be held throughout the music wing here at the high school.
And what is that day like in maybe difference to, say, a jazz festival where you have a couple of large ensembles perform? Instead, you have various different students that have various talents that they kind of get to showcase in a more intimate setting.
Absolutely. It's very unique. They get a chance to perform their solo for a judge who gives them an evaluation, and then they have an opportunity for a few minutes just to give them some feedback, some comments, maybe work with them a little bit in kind of a one-on-one clinic situation. And it's a really great day of growth for our kids because they're asked to do things either soloistically or in small ensembles, quartets, trios, quintets. So being able to participate and perform in those kinds of ensembles is very unique and very beneficial for them.
And then last but certainly not least, as we look a little bit further ahead, one of the favorite times of the year for Pella Jazz is coming up as the state championship will be here before you know it. As I alluded to, Pella has well over a dozen titles when it comes to being the best jazz band in the state. Just describe that time of year, what it's like to have those rehearsals leading up to that big competition coming up in early April, and what it means to have that chance to compete among some of the best bands in the state.
Well, it's 17, to be exact, state titles, and that is the most of any school in any classification in the state of Iowa. So obviously that's a really great run of success for our program dating all the way back to 1982. It is a very exciting time. We try to keep it all in perspective for our kids and making sure that they are putting the music and performance first and not trying to focus so much on the competitive side of it. Obviously, you know, everybody out there has some competitive tendencies and you want to do well. But I think by us keeping our focus on giving the process the importance and enjoying the music and enjoying each other making that music lends itself to excellent performances and obviously a really great run of success. So it's a lot of fun.
Once again, that was Director of Bands at Pella High School, Jason Pentico. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.